Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. They're the beers that made craft beer what it is today. Revisiting the classics this week on Beer Untapped. They were the pioneers crafting fine beers back in the 70s and 80s that were a dramatic shift from the typical pale yellow fare offered by the big American brewers. Anchor, Sierra Nevada, Sam Adams, New Belgium, Bell's, and others, and a few that are no longer around. Craft beer fans, and I include myself in this, have a tendency to always want to try the next big new thing. But fortunately, many of those pioneering beers are still with us.
To know where you're going, you have to know where you've been. And there's some great breweries that have come before us that have broke proverbial trail for us to follow down. Fortunately, very fortunately, a lot of them still exist on the shelf today, and you can get your hands on them. And most of them are maturing and changing as the times go as well, so you can try classic examples maybe of the beers that they started with, and then, of course, they do their seasonals and their big bottles and their things to kind of show their whimsical nature of brewing.
That's Seth Cook of Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings. He says Anchor Brewing of San Francisco is often recognized as America's first craft brewery, thanks to Fritz Maytag, yeah, one of those Maytags, who bought the struggling brewery in the mid-60s.
He's now a man of legend, and it grows every year, reportedly brewing beers on old dairy equipment, on money invested by friends, fools, and family, and now the Anchor Steam is kind of synonymous with the American craft beer revolution. So if you have a chance to grab an Anchor Steam beer, steam beer is one of the only U.S. styles that really originated here. So not only is it a great craft beer example, but it's a good example of just American brewing.
Anchor was still struggling in 1971 when Maytag did something unheard of in America. He changed the recipe of Anchor Steam to an all malt brew, eliminating the cheaper adjuncts the big brewers were all using.
At that time, quite revolutionary. I mean, this was coming from way left field. Well, all the other breweries were continuing to mechanize and industrialize and use other types of ingredients.
Anchor soon put out several revolutionary beers for America, including a pale ale, a porter, and a barley wine. Another early pioneer, New Albion Brewing, which started in 1976 and is considered by some the first American craft brewery. That closed in 1982, although the name has since been revived. New Albion, cited as an important influence by many brewers, including Jim Cook.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Lager is probably their flagship. People are the most familiar with Boston Lager, but they have a whole catalog of great beers. Jim Cook is the CEO there, and he started with a recipe that he made in his basement, and he was taking stuff, by crate and by hand to bars around the Northeast there, convincing people to try these beers with more flavors and adamantly fighting for a market share. And they're the things that happen today in the craft beer world would not exist without Sam Adams and what Jim Cook did.
More on the classics when Beer Untapped continues in a moment.
It's that time of the year to celebrate beer, so why don't you try something new? I'm willing to bet that you won't regret sampling these handcrafted brews.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped as we revisit the classics. Sierra Nevada Brewing of Chico, California introduced America to the amazing flavors of hops grown in the Pacific Northwest with their pale ale. Usually considered the number two selling craft beer brand in the U.S. behind only Boston Lager, Sierra Nevada continues their hoppy beer expertise to this very day.
They are in the foothills of the best, some of the best hop growing regions in the world. They worked with the universities close to them, and they helped develop hop varieties. Right there in Chico, they kind of became the foremost authority on using hops. And, the path that they blazed has allowed the West Coast IPAs and the West Coast styles beer to really flourish.
Sierra Nevada puts out beers every year using new and experimental hop varieties. Seth says a pioneer that often gets overlooked is Alaskan Brewing, which was founded in 1986. Because of their remote location, they had to innovate and find ways to be as efficient as they possibly could.
Alaska Brewing Company began to use one of the first people to efficiently use a mash system that extracted so much sugars out of it. It's like a mash press, that by the time they were done with it, they could take these bales of spent grain, instead of shipping them on, they could actually burn them in a furnace to heat up and boil the beer. So they're able to repurpose that. Their smoked porter, instead of getting smoked malt in and trying to do all that, they would take regular malt that they would then smoke at a fish cannery or a fish salmon.
On local wood.
Local wood, and they would be able to use that. So Alaskan has done a number of things that have really kind of been innovative in how efficient a brewery can be and be able to make spectacular beers in a bit of an untraditional way, pushing the boundaries.
I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go.
So let's have some fun. Let's put together a mixed six-pack of craft beer classics you should try and that are all available right here in Brookings. There's the obvious ones we agreed on: Anchor Steam, Boston Lager, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, and New Belgium's Fat Tire. Seth lobbied for a Goose Island beer, maybe their IPA or Honker's Ale.
That is now an AB product, but they did a tremendous amount for the Midwest. They were focused around Chicago. And one of the beers, to fill the last slot would be kind of hard.
For South Dakota we should do Odell IPA, because they were kind of the first.
The last beer will also be the point of contention. Maybe the Odell IPA. I would actually lobby that maybe a wheat beer from Kansas City. Boulevard here was for a long time. There's a lot of times that people drank Boulevard because that was the one alternative to a lot of the other things.
Or maybe a beer from New Ulm.
That's referring to Augustell Brewing Company of New Ulm, among the very first brewers in the nation to make a wheat beer. They started making their Hefeweizen in 1984. So here's my classic beer mix six: Anchor Steam, Boston Lager, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, Fat Tire. I'm going with Odell IPA because they are one of the first big IPAs available in South Dakota, and Goose Island Honker's Ale. So what's in yours? That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly. Drink a classic or two.